And I am Brett Witterbull. It is the Brett Witterbull Show on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Great to be with you on this Wednesday edition. Tomorrow night is Talktoberfest, by the way. It'll be me and Vince Coakley interacting with the great listeners and actually viewers, because you're going to be on Facebook Live. You'll see us in addition to hearing us in real time. And I want to invite you to be a part of that. Starts at 7:30 tomorrow night. And morning, noon, night. We're there 24 hours a day. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be terrific. And we want you to be a part of it. WBT Facebook page starting 7:30 p.m. Thursday night, tomorrow night. I am joined now by Brett Jensen. Breaking Brett Jensen. I've got a vision in my mind, Brett Jensen, of a weapon of a sort that has been found at yet another school. What is going on? What number are we on? What is happening in CMS?
Well, first of all, Brad, I just want to let you know that I will be bombing your and Vince's Talktoberfest tomorrow. So just want to let you know. So be prepared for that. You never know what's going to happen, but just be prepared.
I am prepared. Hey, listen, I'm prepared to see you, man. It's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to watch it. So anyways, but in terms of the most serious things on hand, yes, today, gun number 11 since August 25th at a CMS campus today. This time it was a 17-year-old kid charged with bringing a gun to school at West Charlotte High School. And again, this makes gun number 11. Last week, we had 10 guns in 36 days. So, you know, add another, you know, 4 or 5 days to this. So now we've got 11 guns in, what, 40, 41 days, somewhere thereabouts. So, I mean, this is, again, we're talking about a gun every 3.5 to 4 days
that's
being found on a CMS campus.
This is incredible. Is there any sense of urgency beginning to set in as it relates to the folks at CMS who are responsible for the safety and security of the children, maintaining the environment for an education rather than something potentially tragic? What's going on here? What are they saying?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. And at first, you know, the members of the school board literally tried to blame this on COVID, saying, well, because the kids weren't in school last year, that they're used to just walking around and doing what they want.
Oh,
and if they're used to carrying guns in the street, then they're going to be used to carrying, they're just going to bring them with them to school. The problem, the reason why that doesn't hold water is because Raleigh, Wake County, which is bigger than CMS, actually the 15th biggest school district in the country up at Wake County, they've had, as of 2 weeks ago, one student with two guns. So, and CMS is on gun number 11. So, you know, so apparently they didn't have COVID in Raleigh. And in terms of safety and everything else, you know, like, there's been a lot of talk on the outside about metal detectors and or just, at the very least, just wanding students. Like, you would have to be wanded when you would go in to see a concert Spectrum Center. You know, and those wands are $150 to $200 each. So there's been a lot of talk about that on the outside, but nothing on the inside from CMS.
Here's what bothers me most profoundly about this being a parent. It's that we are now 11 of these in, right? We've got 11 guns that have been discovered over the course of a little bit more than a month, okay? There, inevitably, we are facing the possibility of a serious tragedy. A loss of life, a serious wounding, a maiming, something like this. And at that point, what's going to happen is you're going to have the usual suspects take to the streets to say, we have to do gun control. No, we have to do illegal gun control. And that means going into the schools and tossing lockers and tossing bags and finding out where the guns are. You don't have a constitutional right to carry a firearm if you're underage into a school. This has got to be taken much more seriously. And I am calling on Brett Jensen. I am calling on Ernest Winston to convene a press conference where he takes questions from parents and from the press to address this issue. And I am calling on the chief of the CMPD to get serious about this and show that you've got the best interests of the students in Charlotte front of mind. And this has got to be done now, because otherwise it's going to be a hastily called press conference in a hospital parking lot, and you and I both don't want to see that.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, at this rate, there's every reason to believe, it's not a question of if someone will get shot on a CMS campus, but a matter of when. I mean, think about it. Roughly 40 days into the school year, and you've had and guns.
It's disgraceful.
And so, again, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, Brett, and it constantly is being pointed out to me by many officials and many regular citizens who just have normal jobs,
mm-hmm.
that say, these are just the guns that we know about.
Of course.
These are just the 11 guns that we know about, which means there's probably many, many, many more guns mm-hmm. that haven't been caught. And so, I mean, again, this is the scary thing. If you are a parent, and we've had guns at middle schools, and then we also had that gun being found at an elementary school, and the elementary school where there are no resource officers, none mm-hmm. whatsoever, to protect the elementary school children from any possible danger concerning weaponry.
Perhaps we have to reach out to the sheriff. Maybe the sheriff of Mecklenburg County would like to get involved and send some of the deputies into the schools to go and investigate this sort of stuff, since obviously CMPD doesn't want to do this.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's a CMPD thing. I really honestly believe it might be more of a CMS thing. No, I could be dead wrong on that, but I almost...
Let me say this. A person who's on the CMS school board, right, who was more worried about a Facebook post than 11 guns in the schools needs to answer this question. Right?
I do not disagree with you. There needs to be a lot of answers coming from a lot of different people, whether it's being the sheriff, CMPD, CMS, or the CMS school board.
Call the freaking U.S. attorney.
Those are the four districts directly involved.
Call the U.S. attorney. Call the district, the DA's office here. Call the ATF. Somebody's got to get in here and make sure these kids are safe, man. I mean, this is a disgrace. Here, you want to fix it tomorrow? Here's how you fix it tomorrow. You don't get to come into school with backpacks that are anything but clear. You get to only come in with clear backpacks. That's what we'll start to do. We'll put all your belongings in a clear, see-through backpack so everybody knows what you're toting around in the bag.
Well, I will say this. One of the weapons earlier this year was found on a girl who had a gun with multiple bullets mm-hmm. and magazines mm-hmm. was in her purse.
Well, that's
that
it. Sorry.
That was also at West Charlotte
yeah.
High School.
Yeah, sorry, you're not bringing your purse. We need to, safety and security, it's for the children. You're going to have to make these sacrifices, folks. I'm sorry, but this is insane. This is insane. This is a federal offense to bring a gun onto a school campus as an underage person. And this has got to stop. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel about it, Pritchett.
Well, and I will tell you this also, like, you know, it's if you are charged with any type of, you know, gun violence or any types of, you know, or something of that nature, you're not allowed on any CMS campus, whether you're mm-hmm. there to pick up your mm-hmm. child or not. Mm-hmm. If you could be a 45-year-old adult trying to pick up your 7-year-old daughter from second grade, you're not allowed on campus if you've been charged with crimes, but yet mm-hmm. now you've got 11 guns in roughly 40 days of class
That's right.
time.
That's
at
right.
CMS.
Okay, so the U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina is William Stetzer. Hey, Bill, bring some charges against these kids and federalize it. Let's send a real message that you're taking this seriously. Stop blaming lawful gun owners. Go after the criminals. That's all I want to say. Brett Jensen.
Well, I do know in Wake County that the person that I spoke to in the PR department with the Wake County school system mm-hmm. was unaware that it was an automatic felony.
Well, there we go.
They literally had
no idea.
They said,
How would they know?
I just thought they were suspended for a year. Yeah. They literally said, yeah. I thought they were just suspended for a year if they brought a gun to school.
Yeah, please.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah, you're in the wrong business.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, this has got to stop. Brett Jensen, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime, Brett.